Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This for Bill Shine. Bill themed rejoins today.
A little bit, yeah, I might mix him in.
Oh, Greg Hill today. Ken Laird sitting in along with the rest of the crew. It is the Greg Hill Show. And before we continue with the leads, good start by Curtis and Shine, but we got to get Curtis and sticking that bald dome out the window for the Window World of Boston weather update. Curtis.
Oh, boy. Ken, I miss you, bud. It feels like 35 right now outside.
It sucks.
43 degrees is the actual temperature. Afternoon high, sunny and 56. Going to be not bad. Kind of 60 to 65 this weekend. Some clouds, a little bit of rain, but nothing too crazy.
Mm. Gorgeous walking weather.
Perfect.
And Greg, of course, is at, where is he?
Key West.
What's the temp down there? I don't even want to know.
I bet it's beautiful. Jealous.
Forget about that.
I've never been there, but I've only seen pictures of it, and it looks amazing.
I can tell you one thing, he's sweating, whatever it is.
All right, we continue with the leads. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. I believed that LeBron James was going to retire 2 days ago when the second decision, the decision of all decisions, was teased on social media. Wiggy was 100% right in telling me not to get my hopes up because
But Wiggy thought it was taco related, right?
Yeah, but he thought it was going to be some type of partnership, and that's exactly what it was.
Yeah.
But there were a lot of Lakers fans that felt the same way I did. Ticket prices for his final home game spiked. Crazy number of tickets that were sold that day. And one of those guys, Andrew Garcia, he's a 29-year-old Lakers fan. He's now suing LeBron in a small claims court for fraud, deception, misrepresentation, and any and all basis of legal recovery. He purchased two tickets for the March 31st, 2026 game between the Lakers and Cavs right after the post went live. He spent $865.66 on the two tickets, which of course spiked in price, and then found out it was just an ad. So he's taking LeBron to court. I wouldn't be surprised if there's a few other Lakers fans that see, oh, he's trying to get a bag. I'm going to jump on this as well. I don't think that they will win. I think that LeBron.
But they're trying.
Yeah. Are there odds on this, Shine? One of the sports books? What are the odds this guy wins?
Oh, I haven't looked. I'll have to take a look.
Check in with Sean Flaherty from Catch.
Yeah, I bet he don't. But I mean, you if you're the one, if you're the sucker who falls into it and is willing to spend the money, what did LeBron do? He just said he had a decision he was going to make. That could have been anything.
Well, they're saying he deceived them.
What is it that? Oh, so what is it that he's suing him for?
Misrepresentation. I got there eventually.
Yeah, you got
there.
Shine.
That's nice mean. That was a mean one, honestly. Yeah.
You're kind. A mean one.
You know what? Courtney, you know what I would do?
What?
Sue Shine.
Oh, maybe
you
could
do that. You could sue anybody
bullying?
Nowadays.
Yes. Yeah.
Harassment?
Yeah.
Misrepresentation.
You know what you could say? You could say that, you know, you have some type of learning disability, and Shime is being cruel to you because of your learning disability.
I think that I'm dyslexic.
There you go.
The more I get into this job, the more I think that.
I think Ty is, too. That's why he called me Len.
Yeah.
I have a slight lisp, and I get made fun of for calling him David Ortiz.
See, there you go, Courtney.
I've never noticed your lisp.
Yeah.
There you go.
Good job, Courtney.
Hey, thank you.
To a bag of cash right there.
Twiggy, I know you played hockey at a high level. You and I have been on the ice together. You got a Bruins lead.
I do got a Bruins lead. I will say this. After watching last night's game, if the Bruins want to be competitive and want to be able to get into the postseason, you're going to need Swayman to do what he did last night. I mean, he was spectacular. Even the goals that, like, the last goal was the empty netter. It doesn't technically, I know it counts, but that was a game that you won 2-1. You offensively, your offense is looks like just as David Pastrnak, but you're going to have Swayman had some big saves in that game. He's going to have to play like that all year long because it doesn't look like you're going to have too much offense. And you're going to have to win games 2-1, 1-0. And in order to do that, Swayman has to be lights out, which he was last night. And I thought he did a tremendous job, especially against the Washington, had a bunch of power plays.
They had 5.
Yeah.
0-for-5.
Yeah. So if you want the Bruins to be competitive, Swayman, it's going to all fall on your shoulders.
I got to say, and I know, Curtis, you don't like to get too deep into the weeds with the puck talk. I mean, I was pucks on net last night like you wouldn't believe.
I really love what Sturm was doing with the pairings.
The fourth line looked good.
Yeah.
You're right. Swayman looked excellent. Pasta is a star. They might be better than we think. They might be competitive.
But they only have Pasta.
They got Geeky.
Hey, Geeky. Didn't Geeky have who had the breakaway? No, it wasn't Geeky.
No.
I forget who had
the breakaway. Arvidsson.
Yeah, it wasn't Geeky. But yeah. I mean, if your expectations are now that Geeky has to jump up, what did he score? What do you have, like 30-plus goals last year?
He had a good year.
Yeah, so you're going to have to get another 30-plus from him this year? Is that something that he can do consistently?
We will ask an expert at 820, Judd Surratt, play-by-play voice of the Bruins, going to be in here. He'll tell you whether you're right or wrong, whether they have enough scoring to compete. That'll be our first Bruins Thursday visit from Judd. He'll be with us all year. All right, quick lead from me. I just would like to counter Curtis.
Bruins Thursday here.
Yep, thank you. Curtis, I don't like to go against you, but listen, hear me out here now.
I'm listening.
You said Bill doesn't deserve any grace. Here are four reasons why you got to give Bill a little bit of leash here when you're talking about his legacy. He could be done, I fully admit. This could be the last game he's ever coached.
Number one,
college football is really hard. This is harder than the NFL.
Yeah.
To coach in college.
Yeah, I'd agree with
I
that.
Don't think Bill knew what he was in for. Like, it is unbelievable.
I'd agree with that.
Number two.
Wait.
Number two.
Didn't he spend, like, all of last year in Washington helping out Steven, hanging him with Jed Fish? Like, wasn't he around college football the entirety of last year?
He only got to Carolina in December. So what did he have, 6 months to put stuff together?
No, you just said that
together?
He doesn't know what college football is like.
Doesn't recruiting
saying...
Wiggy have to start, like, now for next year?
Yeah,
but if you're Bill Belichick, to Curtis's point, like, you grew up around the game. He talks about how he was around college football forever.
It's different now. It's the Wild West.
But if you're Bill Belichick, you talked a pretty big game going into it. You know what you're signing up for, in my mind.
Yeah, but back...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Then it was,
I don't
it was
think he
okay,
did.
But then so different because those.
You don't think he had conversations with Nick Saban before taking the job, though,
Saban walked away from it because Saban felt like it was getting too wild,
and I'm sure Saban said that to Bill, and Bill still took the job.
Yeah, and I think it's his arrogance that led him down that road, going okay, I think he had to realize, like, all right, I might struggle the first year, but I got to be willing to deal with some of these struggles.
Number two.
Number two.
Reason for some Bill Grace. It's five games. You cannot fire a guy after five games. I don't care how bad it is.
No.
That's just not a legit shot, a kick at the can.
No, they won't fire him after five games.
Number
Coming
three,
in at number third.
I hate you.
Jordan is partly to blame here. Curtis, you admit you said this yesterday. If not for her, he's coaching in the NFL somewhere.
Absolutely.
She has torpedoed his career, so you got to give him, you know, some kind of leeway for that. And number four.
Number four.
He might have a health issue that we don't know about.
Oh, God.
I mean,
now you're
could.
Hypothesizing?
I'm just throwing. It's 3.5 then. I'm he not, could. I'm what if he's got, like, early
long,
stage
long
something or
Long COVID?
Other. I don't know what it is.
I'm not buying that.
He has fallen off a cliff as a coach, and there's got to be some reason for it.
Honestly, I think the only way out without him being, you know, this being a black mark on him for a very long time is if there is something else going on with Bill Belichick and we find out and that's why he steps away from the game.
But he would have took some time off if he had health issues.
Well, maybe that's about to happen.
Maybe not if Jordan's driving him and Lombardi wants back in a major way.
It they does seem them. Like it's older elk.
Yeah, I would
Wait, give... Shime is on you today. Wow.
Are we okay?
Greg's out and he's just... Jeez.
He's dropping the bombs.
He's trying to show off.
Young lady is pregnant. I mean, geez. Yeah.
Seriously,
Generation Jones.
And the baby can hear now. Yeah,
right,
so
that
you know.
Is not kind.
Yeah. And I can I
got to teach it to have a good sense of humor. That's all.
Can I give you the Jordan thing?
Yep.
But the other ones, I feel like you bring on yourself. Like you got to know what Courtney's right. You got to know what you're getting into and how difficult it's going to be. Because in college, if you don't like a kid's attitude, and I was Courtney and I were talking about this off the air, and I'm not saying this was the reason, but Jabril Peppers, we don't know what was going on, but Vrabel's like, all right, I'm moving on from this guy. In college, you can't do that.
Great, Ken. I would just also say, like, I understand what you're saying, and you may be right that it was a lot more difficult than even Bill understood, even though he was around college football all last year. But the second you do the 33rd NFL team...
But that was Lombardi. That wasn't him.
Who hired Lombardi?
Well, he should fire Lombardi. That's the first step.
Wait, so you think that Lombardi did that against the wishes of Bill Belichick?
Yes. When has Bill ever been 33rd NFL team guy?
When has Mike Lombardi done anything, including BMs,
he put out a
book of Bill
saying
Belichick?
He's the gridiron genius. He is lost in his own ego. That guy has to go.
The best way to describe what's gone wrong is that he's done what he mocked for his whole career since leaving here, which is... overpromise, underdeliver, create distractions for his players, make things about everything but what's most important. And if he really didn't think they were the 33rd team, he should have fired that boob Lombardi.
Do you have any sympathy for Belichick in his current situation? Let us know. 617-779-7937. It's the Greg Hill Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.